B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss Music Station.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Holy cow, it's Monday. And we are live. We are. There's no other place I'd rather be than here at the Kiss 95.1 studios with Manny, Roy, Loren, producer Nicole.
Yes.
Oh, man. Do we need a Monday song after the weekend we had?
Oh, we do. We such a big weekend. So many things happened.
So many things. Like all of the things.
We literally had to throw out the entire show and replan it this morning because of what happened this weekend.
We'll get into that coming up in just a little bit.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Anyway, now we're ready for a Monday show. The weather looks great this week. Temperatures in the 80s. And, like, even cooler than that if you're up in the mountains. We're jealous. But give us your weekend in 30 seconds, Roy. What did you get into this weekend?
So this weekend was a lot of fun. I ended up going to Queen Park Social with you guys, and I made plans with one of our sales rep to go to a concert after.
Which you bailed on.
I bailed on, and I feel awful about
it. Oh, really?
Oh, I bailed on, by the way, at the last second.
What concert?
Like 10 minutes before I was supposed to be there.
I think it was at Coyote Joe's.
Coyote Joe's, a country concert. So that happened, and then we'll get into all the fun that transpired the weekend.
Yep.
But let me tell you about what happened last night. So I'm trying to go to sleep, and my neighbor, I hear coughing, and it's bad. It's hacking up coughing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could tell he's really sick. That's what I thought at the first. And it is every, just like that, like every 20 seconds, nonstop.
Mm.
And so I go to the living room thinking that maybe it's my bedroom hugged against his bedroom.
Yeah.
And I still hear the damn thing.
Is it coming from upstairs?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. So I finally go outside, and I realize he's on his patio coughing.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so I had a lot of questions. Not only why is he on the patio, but why has he been on the patio for, at this point, now 3 hours? Because, like, it's been forever, and I can't go to sleep because he's coughing.
So whoever he lives with, take him out.
To get outside. Yep. So I is like, at this point, maybe 12:30. I can't sleep.
Ugh.
And I'm mad. I'm so upset at this guy. And it's not like you can call the cops because it's a loud party. It's a guy coughing.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not, you can't. Yeah.
You send him some cough syrup? I don't know.
I did.
You did?
Go in. I get, he's right below me. I go to my cabinet and I get whatever's left of NyQuil and I go down there and I say, hey, bud.
You did? You knocked on the door?
No, he was on his patio. And so I was able to walk on the sidewalk and say, hey.
Oh, because
he's
nice.
On the first floor.
Yeah. He's on the first floor. Yeah, he lives on the first floor. And so I walked up to his patio. I was like, hey, dude, I live right above you, and I can't get to sleep. And he's like, you're not the only one.
Ah, I got my own problems.
I'm like, here, please, drink this. And so we had a good laugh. And he's like, my name's, you know. No, he said, what's your name? I said, Roy. And he goes, do you want to know my name? I was like, I really don't care. I just care about you drinking the damn cough syrup. I got
to get names later.
Yeah.
Please, chug the bottle.
My next step is to get you a hotel.
Oh. It would have been funny if you tied, like, a fishing wire around the cough syrup and then just lowered it down right in front of him.
Oh. Yeah. So I finally went to bed, like, 1:30.
Oh.
I guess he finally drunk it and passed out by 1:30, so. So I'm a little fuming. I'm on fumes today, bud.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Separate issue. I go back down, knock on the door.
Hey, buddy.
Well, my weekend consisted of the Queen Park Social with the fam on Friday night. And I have to say that my son, Dean, absolutely loves Nicole's mom. He is in love with your mom and your aunt. You guys, they were so sweet to him. They let him bowl at Queen Park Social. Dean was eating the nachos with you guys. He absolutely loved hanging out with Nicole's mom and her aunt. It was a lot of fun for him. And he asked us in the car, he goes, when are we going to see them again? It's like, I don't know, buddy. They'll come back around and maybe we'll have them stay the night at our house. He's like, yeah, that'd be awesome. So tell your mom and your and your aunt will need babysitting duties at some point. and then so I have this because my car's out of commission, still getting repaired a week later.
Still?
Yeah, they can't figure out what's wrong with it.
Oh, my
God. It's
gosh.
A technical issue, so it's not even like a mechanical issue. It's an electronics thing, but they've given me this Dodge pickup truck that I've been driving, and it's huge.
Massive, yeah.
Massive. It's a boat. And so anyway, this weekend, my neighbors and I were just using the truck to get things. Like, my one buddy's like, I got to go pick up a bunch of mulch. Can I use the truck? I'm like, let's go. My other buddy's like, I got a bunch of wood I need to pick up. Let's go.
Yeah, you got a truck now.
Let's use it. Let's use it as much as we can. And then I bought a tree yesterday and planted a tree.
I saw that.
We had a tree that died, and then I had to plant a new tree. And I just forgot how hard the ground is in the Carolinas. It's not the dirt that I grew up with in Jersey. This is like some hard clay. And every time I stuck the shovel in, it was like the worst scoop. But
gotta jump on it.
Yeah, the tree's planted, and his name is Joseph, according to Dean.
Wow, hey. That's cool. So, yeah. Hey, listen, I just want to let you know, when I did it, everybody thought I was crazy for naming the plants.
Yeah, I don't know. He must have heard that segment because he goes, Dad, we're naming you Joseph. So what about you, Loren?
Was with you guys at Queen Park Social Friday night for the podcast, which was a ton of fun. And we, like, rolled really deep on Friday night. Like, it was, like, our families and then extended families, and it was really fun. Saturday morning, I took Cash to Kids Fest up at UNCC.
Okay.
It was awesome. He had a blast.
Nice.
And then we did our haunted house tour, and yesterday there was a moment where I was, like, laying on the couch, and I was so exhausted, but I was bored. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can't wait to see these idiots tomorrow.
You're spending all weekend with you, Loren.
I miss you.
All the idiots are together, and we're here for you with $1,000 at 8 a.m. And coming up next, we'll give you a little touch, a little taste of what happened to us Saturday night on the Haunted House Tour.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, 7:50 this morning. I know it's a little ways off, but we are asking you to tell your Siri to remind you to make sure you're with us right after Can't Beat Loren at 7:35, because we are going to go into the craziness that was the Manny Roy and Loren Haunted House Bus Tour.
And if you can't listen at 7:50, make sure you get the podcast, MRL On Demand. You can find that link at kiss951.com or literally anywhere you get podcasts. But, man, did things spiral into awesomeness at this haunted house tour.
We had 40 VIPs on the bus, and Cameron, our midday bae, was on the bus, and Nicole's mom and aunt were on the bus, and Loren's au pair and her friend were on the bus. Those are people that we know, and then, of course, listeners that had won their VIPs last week. And let's just put it this way. We're going to tell you at 7:50 why we evacuated the bus on the side of I-85. All right.
And, literally, like through the rear of the bus.
Oh, yeah.
like the emergency
style.
Yeah. Back when you were in school and you did drills. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's safe. Everybody's accounted for, but we'll explain what happened. And the story is unbelievable. We're going to actually have people that are on the bus this morning are going to call in and be part of the conversation. So that'll be fun. So we're going to do that at 7:50 this morning. But Loren's going to get us all caught up on celebrity gossip with the Dirty on the 30. What do you got?
Yeah. So the Joker came out this weekend. It did really well. And I'll tell you what Joaquin Phoenix did to celebrate coming up in 3.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
So despite sparking controversy, the Joker opened in box offices this weekend, and it actually did really, really well.
I imagined it was going to.
Oh, yeah. They laughed their way all the way to number one. They brought in a whopping $93 million just here in the States. And then worldwide, they totaled $234 million in its debut weekend.
Yeah, I heard it was the biggest October ever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Joaquin Phoenix, to celebrate, decided that he was going to go and crash some of these movie theaters and greet some of the fans.
Ooh.
So he went to not dressed up.
Okay, I was about to say, how terrifying would that be if
no.
the Joker actually showed up?
No, but he did drop into a couple theaters in Los Angeles and then greeted ticket holders as they left the movie. And of course, he was doing the laugh, so they, you know, hey, over here. but that was fun for
I remember
ticket.
I think Leo DiCaprio said, maybe it was Seth Rogen, one of the two separate ends of the spectrum, but they went to the theater to watch a test audience, mm-hmm. and they're like, never again. Like, it was brutal. They were brutally honest.
I think Jennifer Garner did that, too. And she was like, yeah, I think I'm all set now.
Well, but you remember the Kevin Hart. I think he's upset with me because he did one of those things here in Charlotte where he sat in on the movie with their screening. I sat two rows in front of him because I didn't have great seats like he did. And then he saw me in the middle of the movie get up and leave to his ride along too because I had to come back. We had a morning radio show. I couldn't stay out late.
I don't think he thinks that you left and didn't come back.
And Roy doesn't sneak out either.
No. Because let me tell you, Lorraine, when we took a group photo the next morning when he was on the show promoting it, he stood right in front of me and you can't see my face. It blocked me. And ever since then, I'm like, I know.
I love that you think that was intentional.
Yeah. You were at a good weight, though, for Kevin Hart to block you. You know what I mean? That was a good one.
I jumped 100 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh, things are a lot different then.
Try blocking me now, dude.
All right. Congratulations are in order for Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. They welcomed their third child earlier this summer, and nobody knew about it. The baby's about 2 months old now, and no details on if it's a boy or a girl. Okay. All we know is that he or she will be joining her two big sisters. So congratulations to them. And that is your dirty for now.
Thank you. At 7:30, you've got to give me on the latest on Miley and Cody Simpson because that came out of nowhere.
I know. And I have a whole thing with this. And I'm not upset that she's like moving from one person to the other. I think those people need to shut up. I'm more upset that it's Cody Simpson.
Okay. All right, we got to get our high school football recap. The MRL show is doing a pool each week, and the two people that finish with the worst records throughout the season will be handcuffed together. So we got to get an update. Everybody's 5-1, I believe.
Right.
So we're going to find out if anybody lost this week. We'll do that coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with Demaney Roy and the Ray Morning Show. We've been doing this thing called the High School Pick of the Week, and we here on the show are picking different teams each week, different high schools to kind of rally behind, pump up the kids, get them excited, and we hope that they win because if they lose, I said it wrong last week, so please tell me if I say it wrong again. The people on the show with the worst losing streak.
No.
Record. No, that's record. What you said with last
week. It's not a streak.
With the worst losing record.
With the worst record.
Yeah. Okay, the people on the show with the worst record are going to be handcuffed together for 24 hours.
There you go.
As you can tell. Thank you. I didn't even know there was a Panthers game yesterday until I saw people with jerseys.
Yes, Panthers won, bud.
Yay sports.
Yeah, yay sports. And then when I saw everyone else do it, I was like, okay, I'll dress up my dog. Get all excited. So I don't know anything about sports, so I'm doing my best picking. How did everybody do? We're right now 5-1. How are we?
Well, the new game should be, can you remember the team that you chose on Friday?
Oh, I remember. I had Hickory Ridge versus Garinger, and we were going to take them down because it was our homecoming game.
And you guys did. You guys won 49-0.
Wow.
Okay.
I feel bad when it's like that. Hey, Hickory Ridge, you don't need to stick it in so deep, okay?
Lauren, do you remember who you had?
I took High Brighton.
Over.
I don't remember who they played.
They played West Caldwell. And they won 52-0.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Kids are ruthless.
And I think it was Ethan who called in and told me to pick High Brighton. Yep. So thanks, Ethan.
Yeah. And then I had Rock Hill. They played Fort Mill, and they won 30-0.
Oh, wow. So far, your combined score is 190-0, the three of you.
And then there's Manny.
Yes.
Come on. Say he's got a loss.
I took Audrey Kale, my favorite school out there in Ballantyne.
They played Harding.
Yes.
And they won
29-28.
Hey!
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's awesome, man. You had a good pick, bro.
Yeah, I took Audrey Kale, man. Nice. All right.
Do you think the kids at one point, they were like, got to get one more point for our buddy Manning?
Listen, we could run the jet sweep, which is a definite given, or we can kick the field goal for Manning.
Kick the field goal. We love that show. He has to talk about him. I'll talk about me on the radio.
Well, I want to see him handcuffed. Johnson, shut up in the huddle. No, listen, I took Audrey Kale because I used to live in that school district, and I have to take that school, and I will take Marvin Ridge in my new school district at some point. But the two people with the worst record at the end will be handcuffed together, and if we all finish, which it looks like we're all going to finish with the same record anyway, we're now all 6-1.
Yeah, we're all 6-1 now.
We'll just put our names in a hat and pick out two names, because what's going to happen is somebody's going to be handcuffed to another person. It's not like we're just going to be like, okay, that's a wash. Oh, this is going to happen.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. Someone's getting handcuffed, and it better not be me.
All right. Thank you for your picks. We'll do it again on Friday. We'll pick teams. So if you have a high school you want us to pick, reach out to us and tell us, especially like if it's not a great high school. I'll not really know.
I am accepting injury reports. I got people sprained ankles. One kid jammed a finger. He's a quarterback, and I know that's a problem. So.
All right. We've got a War of the Roses to get you going on a Monday. Katie wants to see if her boyfriend John is messing around on her. He said, I love you rather quickly, and then something happened after that that makes her think that maybe he moved on because she told him that's too quick to say I love you. So does like her not saying I love you back mean that he's cheating on her with someone else who loves him now? We'll find out. War of the Roses, under 10 minutes.
The Maney, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Katie, you sent us a message saying that you think your boyfriend John is cheating on you for some reason. What's going on?
About 3 or 4 days ago, I get this text from a friend that's like, hey, how serious are you and John? Because I just saw him in Uptown with another girl holding hands.
Wait, who sent you this text message?
One of my very best friends.
Okay.
And so I trust her. And John and I have been together for like 5-ish months now. And I mean, I was under the assumption that we were getting pretty serious because we've been together for a while now. You know, we're very physical with each other. We make dates weekly, all that good stuff. So I'm just very confused as to what's going on, why he would be in Uptown with another girl, especially holding hands.
5 months, of course, isn't terribly long, but I think at that point, like Roy likes to say, you probably defined the relationship.
You should.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Did
yeah.
you stop?
Had that conversation.
You did. You had that conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Either you asked him about it and you don't believe his answer, or you haven't asked him and you want us to do it for you. Which route are we doing here?
So I kind of took a note and I haven't asked him about it yet. I'm just going to let you guys handle it because I'm confused. I thought we had defined the relationship. I mean, he said, I love you. And I told him it was a little early to be saying I love you, okay. But we're still together.
Well, it sounds like he's pretty serious if he's saying I love you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's give him a phone call. If he doesn't send the flowers to you, Katie, be quiet and let us find out what he puts on the note. Because that could say a lot about what's happening here. But we certainly hope he sends the flowers to you. Are you ready?
Yeah. I mean, you know, as ready as I'm ever going to be to hear this, you know?
Okay.
Roy, you ever hold hands with your sister?
Never.
Loren, you ever hold hands with Vin, your brother?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, there's a chance.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for John, please.
This is he?
Hi, John. My name is Tanya. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest, and I have $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to someone free of charge. We just ask that you tell someone about our services.
And it's free?
Yeah. One of your friends tagged you in our post on Instagram, and we randomly selected you to get these flowers.
Oh, my God. All right. So I can just tell you who to send them to?
Yep. I just need a name, and then I'll get that person's address here in a moment. Do you have someone in mind you'd like to send it to?
Yeah. Go ahead and send it to Jenna.
Okay. So we're going to send these to Jenna. And what would you like on Jenna's card?
Just say, I love you, have a great day, and enjoy these roses.
Okay. So, again, can you just repeat the name one more time that you'd like to send them to?
Yeah, it's Jenna, J-E-N-N-A.
Okay.
So you definitely didn't mean Katie?
Excuse me?
John?
Katie?
John? Yeah. This isn't a rose company. You're on the Maney, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show with Kiss 95.1. It's a segment called War of the Roses, where we bust cheaters. Katie is on the phone.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, John. Who the heck is Jenna? Like, just tell me right now, be honest, because I need answers.
I am so confused right now. This was War of the Roses. Katie.
Katie heard everything.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I'm just trying to understand what's going on. Like,
you're cheating.
I don't honestly, I thought we were completely done. I told you I loved you last week, and you said it was too soon. And, you know, honestly, if you're not feeling it, like, I'm out of there. You know, I really thought we had totally moved on.
I mean, just because I didn't say I love you right back didn't mean we broke up. And, you mean, seems like you pretty much moved on pretty quickly then. So, sounds to me like you might have had her in your back pocket this whole time. Really? Like, 2 weeks later? After telling me you love me, you're sending this random girl flowers with an I love you to someone else?
How long have you and Jenna been together?
We just, you know, kind of got together. Since then, I was never cheating. I just, you know, clearly, life is short. And if somebody's not feeling it and they don't love me back, then I'm not going to wait around.
Wow, you know? Quick.
Dude, you mean to tell me that you just met Jenna like 2 weeks ago and you're already telling her that you love her on the card with the roses?
Yeah, I love Jenna.
But you loved Katie 2 weeks ago.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah, but she didn't love me back, so it was time to move on, you know?
You love hard.
Okay, I mean, Katie, he's probably not right for you. You weren't ready to say I love you, and he's looking to love anybody.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, good luck, son. That sounds like a train wreck waiting to happen, so enjoy that.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So I was scrolling through Facebook the other day, and I came across a photo that was a photo of myself and my husband. And I was like, well, that's weird. Why would my own, you know, picture come up? Which it does sometimes.
Man, who's that guy?
Oh, that's my husband. And I realized that it wasn't from me. It was from someone else. And I clicked on the little ad because it was an ad.
It was an advertisement of
yes.
you.
Uh-huh. And my husband.
Okay.
And
radio station promoting something, I bet, and you
right,
didn't approve it.
Right.
At that point though, did you get a pit in your stomach like, "Oh my god, something's not right here. Like this is an advertisement. I don't know what I'm about to see."
Yeah.
You got to be nervous, I would think.
So I click on it and it goes to another country's website.
Oh.
And it's of course in Italy.
Yeah. Lorraine is 40% Italian.
That's right.
And it's
60% less than she thought she was.
Yeah, right. It's like a limousine company that is using Dallas and I's photo to promote their business.
Is the photo of you when you went to Italy?
Yeah, in front of the Colosseum.
Oh my God.
I was like, hold on a second.
This is a limousine's coming. Like, let me tell you something. You American? We take good care of Americans. Look at this happy couple right here.
But, like, it wasn't even, like, a good quality, like, high-res photo. Like, yeah. It was clearly, like, a selfie.
Grainy.
Yeah, grainy from my phone that I'd posted on Facebook and they had snatched up and decided to use.
I look at this one, eh? Look at the look on her face. She says, take my limo.
Yeah. You see my limo in the background? It's so shiny. She's so happy. It's a win-win.
Look at her. And a picture with her grandpapa. Very nice.
Oh, I'm telling Dallas, no. You said that.
Dallas has white hair. He's...
Wow, low blow.
Put the picture with it.
You know, Dallas used to like you.
Dallas, sorry, this is low-hanging fruit for me. I put in a picture with the grandson, the granddaughter, and the grandpa, huh?
Nice family photo.
Nice family photo. Not do a couples this time. Imagine that. Can you imagine if it said, like, on top of the fact that they're using your likeness, Dallas gets all pissed off because it says,
take your grandpa. Yeah, take your grandkids on vacation. Oh, my God. He is literally going to kill me.
We love you, Dallas. All right, so do you contact them? Where are we at?
I don't know what to do at this point, but this isn't the first time it's happened to me. So you want to know the last time it happened to me? It's right. So much worse, okay? This was like a cakewalk for me. The first time it happened, I was a Dolphins cheerleader, and somebody went to South America and saw mine and two other girls on a billboard for a strip club.
Oh! Oh! What?
Yeah. And what? Thank God it was like a Dolphins photo because they took care of the whole thing for me legally.
Right.
But I was like, I mean, you can destroy somebody's image that way.
And who knows how long it's been up.
Yeah.
But see, they don't know who you are down there. You know what I mean? Like,
that goes to show you how beautiful you are, Lorraine, because they're not using my photo of me at the Louvre by any means.
Right. I mean,
I just thought that was crazy. And now I'm like, I don't know what to do about it. Like, do I, because I didn't take care of it the first time around. So I don't know if I report it. I don't know who I report it to. It's in another country.
Did you use the limo company?
Not that limo company, okay. But I think it's the same guy who owns another, like, tour service.
Okay. What's the guy? Like, what's the connection to you, though? You think the guy felt comfortable enough to be, like, did you know him?
Maybe. I mean, we've used his, like, touring company twice, okay. But this was, like, a different company.
Can I
like,
see
he
the
must
picture?
Have, like, two different companies.
Yeah, the guy's like, you use my service, I use your photo. Win-win. That's fine.
That's true. Are you paying on top of it, or did you work out
on
a,
top of it.
Okay, well, then that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Use my likeness, I use your limo.
I love that, like,
find the picture.
I went to Dominican Republic, and I have many photos of me there, and no one's stealing a photo of a happy American there, and they need the press.
Right.
They need the photos of happy American. Yeah, people dying down there.
Like, it's literally just a selfie in front of the Coliseum. I'll post it up. I'll just ink everything out. But,
yeah, we'll post this up at the MRL show so you can see. He's in it, too, I guess.
Yeah.
You took a photo with the guy at the company?
Yeah, it looks
yeah,
like
it
maybe he jumped
company.
In.
Hmm.
It looks like maybe he jumped in. He looks like an odd man out in this picture.
But it's so crazy that, like, I didn't use that company that he's promoting it on.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like,
you know
I used the tour company, not the dang limo company.
Well, I think we need to look at the text, because what if it's like, look at that happy owner with these Americans that keep coming back. Yeah, that you dumb Americans spend their money here. And I take dumb Americans around everywhere. They give me so much money.
And then maybe swipe to the next picture. It's on TripAdvisor, too.
What?
Yeah.
He uses it for TripAdvisor?
It's his cover photo for TripAdvisor.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Awesome. Hilarious. You don't even look that good in this picture.
Wow.
I mean, that's not a knock on you.
You're
I
just
mean,
full of compliments this morning, calling my husband old, saying I'm not that attractive.
The sunlight, I take that back. The sunlight in your face is ruining, doesn't make it a great picture.
Like, to my point is, if you wanted a picture, like, I could have sent you a much better one.
Yeah, you could have staged it well.
Right.
All right, well, we'll put that picture up at the MRL show. You can go check it out. The ongoing adventures of Lorraine in Italy, even when she hasn't been there in a year and a half. We got a central survey coming up for you in less than 7 minutes. Don't go anywhere, y'all.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
The University of Kansas is apologizing. Did you see this?
Yeah, I'm a Kansas fan.
Yeah. After,
as you know, I went there.
You didn't.
No, I lied to my wife.
After they had Snoop Dogg perform at a preseason college basketball celebration, and the performance featured pole dancers and money guns, which they were upset about. They said, while the audience seemed to enjoy Snoop, college officials were less than impressed, and they said that we made it clear to the entertainment management that we expected a clean version of the show.
Yeah, that's what the AD said. So I guess, like, you know, California passed a law where college athletes will now could get paid.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess the money guns were being shot at the players, like, hey, we want to pay you.
Ah.
So it was like,
kind of make a statement,
too. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, Miley Cyrus, she is officially moved on from Caitlin Carter and is now hooking up with Cody Simpson.
Okay. I haven't heard his name in years.
Right. Me neither. I'm like, what is this kid even doing still? But apparently he's still making music.
Good.
But I couldn't tell you one Cody Simpson song.
Yeah, I don't think we have anything. I mean, I remember we had him at a mall once years ago.
Yeah, I went back and I saw one video called On My Mind, which I kind of remembered.
Yeah.
But the funny part was that Hailey Bieber is in it. So she's now dating him, and she took to social media because she felt like she was being shamed for moving on so quickly. And she said that, you know, if a guy did that, they would be referred to as legends, heartthrobs, a ladies' man, etc. And she said, I'm just trying to survive in a man's world, and if you can't beat him, join him. Yeah. But she said that she is making adult choices now, so leave her alone.
She's dating. Let her date.
I know, and I'm like, girl, I'm not upset that you're dating around. Like, that is not what I'm upset about. I am upset that if Aussie is your flavor, why leave Liam Hemsworth for Cody Simpson?
Are you not feeling this guy?
No.
Okay.
I'm not. I mean, Liam is, like, so beautiful.
He's not that bad.
Anyway, new deets on Hunger Games prequel. Now, the author is going to release another book that's going to be a prequel to The Hunger Games, and it's called The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. It'll be released on May 19th, and I'm sure a movie will follow quickly behind it. Kylie Jenner and Tyga spotted in the same place at the same time again. Now, she says that she is not moving backwards to move forward, that even though her and Travis Scott are on a break, she's not seeing Tyga, but they were seen at Hyde nightclub together. Tyga left on his own, and then she left with her sister, Chloe. And the Chrisleys, I've got an update on...
Aren't they going to jail or something?
Yeah, so prosecutors have accused the couple of a lengthy scheme to cover up their real income and evade paying their taxes. But this includes an alleged, like, straight-up lying to the IRS. And Todd was keeping his name off of IRS documents so that he didn't show the income. And he was putting his production company, Seven Seas Production, on there as well instead of his name to hide what he was making. And he accepted millions of dollars of income under that production company.
Wow. By the way, since you talked about Cody Simpson, I've been studying his dating history. Mm-hmm. He dated Kylie Jenner and also dated Gigi Hadid.
Yeah, the more you show me photos, I ain't hating it.
You know? Yeah.
And maybe potentially Roy. Future ex-husband.
Okay, your husband, your future
Vanessa
husband.
Hudgens. No, not at all. How?
Okay. Yeah, he doesn't have a bad track record. No. I mean, if we're comparing apples to apples.
Bella Thorne is way better. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's your dirty for now.
Okay.
I'm done talking about Cody Simpson.
We never talk bad about Liam. Not in this household. Not in this household.
That's where I draw the line.
Yep.
Let's play Can't Be the Wren. 704-570-9595. Call now. Take her next.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On Kiss 95.1.
Nicole and Concord, welcome to the Meanie Ryan Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, you were playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Awesome.
Got anybody else in the car with you, Nicole?
No, it's just me. I'm at work.
All right, shake off the cobwebs from the weekend.
Yep.
And let's do this.
She's wearing a bright orange Halloween shirt. Throw her out of the studio.
I was thinking Hokies.
Get out of the studio.
I'm going.
Of Virginia Tech?
Yeah. Oh, okay. They won against UM this weekend. Unbelievable.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Whatever that means. Loren's out of the studio. She can no longer hear the questions.
All right. Nicole and Concord, here we go. Question one. Remember everything that went down with Jussie Smollett? Well, it's not over. Reports say that he still may face charges. You may know him from playing Empire, which is a show on what network?
On Fox.
And Matthew Broderick stopped by SNL, and he dropped a line from his famous movie where he skipped school. What movie is that?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Liam Hemsworth ex called out dating double standards after being caught kissing another boy. Who is his? I take that. Hold on. Let me reread that. Liam Hemsworth X was called. Yeah, Miley Cyrus is the answer we're looking for. She was called out on social media because she was, you know, girls, guys. It's all good. This mega pop star who is currently dating Joe Alwyn performed on SNL this weekend.
Who are they dating? I'm sorry.
Joe Alwyn's girlfriend was on SNL. Three, two,
Billie Eilish.
One, okay. And question five, Justin Bieber and this duo just put out a music video for their song 10,000 Hours. Who do you sing that with?
Three.
All right, come on in, Loren.
How'd Nicole do?
She got four correct.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Loren, remember everything that went down with Jussie Smollett?
Sure.
Well, it's not over yet. Reports say that he still may be facing some charges. We know him from playing on the show Empire, which can be watched on what network?
I believe it's Fox.
1-1.
Matthew Broderick stopped by SNL, and he dropped the line from his famous movie where he skipped school.
Three. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Two.
That is correct.
Oh, my gosh.
2-2.
I pulled that one out of nowhere.
It's a pretty good pull.
Pretty good, man.
Yeah.
Liam Hemsworth X was called out on social media for dating girls and boys. Who's his ex?
Miley Cyrus.
3-3.
And this mega pop star who is currently dating Joe Alwyn performed on SNL this weekend.
Taylor Swift.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Nicole said Billie Eilish.
That's the one you got wrong?
4-3.
Nicole, nobody knows Taylor Swift's boyfriend, though. He's like...
I know.
Like, they're not in the news a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Question five.
Although he did go to the after party.
Okay. Question five. Justin Bieber and this duo just put out a music video for their song 10,000 Hours.
Dan and Shay.
That is correct. On the score, 5-4. Lorraine, you have 5 wins.
Nicole, good job. That one did get you.
I was just trying to think about SNL lately.
All right, you know what I want to hear before we let you go.
Okay, my name's Nicole, and I can't beat Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, Nicole.
Bye-bye.
All right, we have got to get into this. We've been waiting for this since Saturday night when it all went down. We took the MRL Show Haunted House Bus Tour. And 40 winners and ourselves and some friends got on the bus, and then the bus had to be evacuated. We'll tell you why and explain with all the details coming up in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show. We've done this for now a few years. It's called the MRL Haunted House Tour, where we get a bunch of our radio family members. We hop on our Raging Uptown charter bus, and we get to go to awesome, awesome haunted houses like Reaper's Realm and Midway's Wicked Woods.
Yeah, they were both.
They were amazing.
Just amazing stops. And we put people on the bus VIP style all last week. You might have heard us. If you didn't go, maybe you heard us talk about it and throw people up on that bus. And it was a blast. We went to Basante Pizza to kick the night off, which was awesome. And then we got on the Raging Uptown bus, about 40 of us, mm-hmm. with a bumping system. I mean, it's a party bus.
Yeah, 100%. And I don't know if you followed our Instagram, but the party bus didn't...
The party fizzled out.
We hit a little hiccup.
While we were driving down the interstate, we start smelling like...
burning rubber.
Burning rubber. Just this awful, awful smell. And so we pull over on the side of 85, and I immediately get off the bus because I'm like, I'm not getting clipped by a car. You know, I'm hopping off.
Right.
And everyone's inspecting the tires.
The bus driver jumps off.
Yeah.
And he's under the bus. I'm under the bus.
You did go under the bus.
I did.
What did you see when you went under the bus?
2 flat tires.
The first time?
Yeah.
And everybody, by the way, had conflicting view reports because some people didn't see any flat tires. Lorenz saw flat tires.
Somebody said it's the front right. Somebody said it's the back left.
No, there was
one on each side. One was the interior. And they weren't totally flat, but they were definitely lower. You know how it gets that little bulge at the bottom of the tire?
Yeah. Well, so we hop back on the bus to maybe then go to a lot and go get a new bus. We don't make it, what, 100 feet, 100 yards?
Less than a mile.
Less than a mile, and smoke is pouring from the bus.
So the bus driver, who was awesome, by the way, for Raging Uptown, he pulls the bus over and he says, all right, everybody, let's get off the bus. Well, since there was 40 people on the bus, you know, and there was smoke coming, we just wanted to be safe.
Right.
So we evacuate.
So Roy, me, Elena was in the back, Lorraine, and a couple other winners were in the back. And we opened up the back of the bus and just jumped out.
We used the emergency exit.
Y'all, the story gets weirder. Okay, 40 of us. So let's bring in one of the people that were on the bus there. Here's Brian. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, dude. We're just reliving Saturday night. One of our winners from the VIP tour to the Mini Roy and Lorraine Haunted House bus tour. Tell everyone what happened, what the feeling was like when the bus driver said, hey, we have two options. We could get someone to come change the tire. The mechanic's an hour and a half away. Or I could drive like another 2 miles alone and with the bus empty. The tires might make it. And I'll come back and pick you up. So we agreed to do that. Then the bus left. And it's just 40 people on the side of 85, y'all. Just standing there with coolers.
You know what? It was we were having such a big time just jamming out. Just came off the pizza place, which was awesome.
Yeah.
I smelled some really strong burning rubber. I was looking at my buddy. I was like, man, we're not going too fast because we were literally going like 11 miles an hour down 85. Like something's up. And anyway, we honestly didn't miss a beat. Everyone kept partying. We jumped off the bus. No one cared at all. And we were just hanging out.
You're
having
right.
a good old time on the side of the road. People were honking as they were driving by.
Yeah, it was a party on the side of the interstate. Yeah. 40 people. We had coolers. We had beer. We had liquor. People. Somebody was, by the way, trying to pour me a vodka shot at some point.
Somebody grabbed a bunch of sticks, Brian, and wrote help like we were stranded on a beach.
But everyone was having such a good time with it. That was the cool part.
And I just imagine all the cars that was driving down the interstate, and
like,
they ran away.
What is happening here?
40 people on the side of the interstate drinking liquor.
I think we probably ended up on a bunch of Instagram videos, but then we walked on over to a little 7-Eleven. I think everyone went in, loaded up, and waited on the other bus, but no one even cared, man. We were having a really good time. But
yeah, that's good to hear. You know what? Accidents happen, and sometimes, you know, when you get people who get on the bus, they expect, you know, everything to go smoothly, but it doesn't, especially with us.
I think it just says something for our show that nobody expected perfection out of us.
No.
Good thing we fed everybody, too. Yeah. Everybody was full and happy. But, Brian, it was a great time, and we're glad that that you had fun. Which one was your favorite stop?
Man, they were both awesome. It really blew me away. I haven't been to anything like that. Yeah. I'd probably say I like the second one, which was, I think,
Midway Wicked Woods.
Pine Grove. The Wicked Woods one. Yeah. I mean, Reaper's Realm was awesome, too, but I think the Wicked Woods one was pretty sick.
Cool, dude.
That's awesome.
We're glad you and your buddy made it. Thanks a lot, dude. Thanks for coming on with us.
Appreciate it, guys.
See you, Brian.
There's Brian. Here's someone else.
Yeah, the Reaper's Realm, by the way, I don't want to give out too much. You literally get buried alive.
Yeah, Lorraine freaked out. She said dirt was hitting her in the face.
This is Katie. Katie, you were on the bus with us.
Yes. How are you?
Doing well.
The better question is, how are you, Katie? Are you mad at us?
No, I had a blast.
Oh, good. Yeah,
good.
Great.
Good. What were you thinking when we stopped on the side of the road and evacuated the bus?
Well, I had already had a few drinks, so I was having a great time.
Did you come out the back with us?
No, I went out the front. I was in the back, but I went out the front.
Everybody did a mad evacuation. We saw smoke. We're like, we're getting off.
But it's happening. It's really happening.
But it was peaceful. You know, it was peaceful. And then it became kind of like the TV show Lost.
Well, yeah, people were on the ground sitting on the side of the interstate. We had, like, little friend groups popping up. Yeah.
People broke up into little, different little fractions, or factions, I should say. And then eventually, like, somebody's like, hey, let's walk over to the gas station. And then, like, half the people thought it was a good idea. The other half, 50 people were like, we're staying.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Which, by the way, we're going to have to at some point explain this to our, you know, management, that not only did we get a bunch of drunken listeners off the bus and on the side of the interstate with their liquor to drink more, then we decided to cross the road and walk up to the exit to the gas station.
With 40 people, like nomads.
Yeah.
Right, Katie? Did you feel weird sitting on the side of 85?
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely an experience.
Yeah, it was fun. Which one was your favorite stop?
I think I liked the first one the most.
Besante?
I think I was just exhausted by the second one.
Yeah, Reaper's Realm and Midway Wicked Woods. Thank you guys so much. And thanks to Besante Pizza for supplying us with all that pizza.
Which, the whole other side part of that, we stole the owner of Besante Pizza.
Yeah, we're going to have him on. Jimmy's going to come on after 8 and talk about the night from his eyes.
Yeah, because
this guy's a character.
We got the owner of Besante on the bus. He doesn't even like haunted houses, and we got him on the bus, and the bus broke down.
Yeah, he was a character, wasn't he, Katie?
Oh, yeah, he was hilarious.
All right, well, thanks for coming on, and we're glad that you had fun, even though we had to stop the bus.
Oh, no. Thank you for having me. It was great.
All right, Katie.
Thank you,
thanks.
Katie.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We're the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show. We're talking about the MRL Haunted House Tour that happened over the weekend, where we hopped on a Raging Uptown charter bus. We went to Reaper's Realm, and then we went to Midway Wicked Woods. At one point at Reaper's Realm, I literally stopped and was screaming. I was like, I can't continue. I can't continue.
It was really good.
I cannot continue.
It was really good. Both of them were a lot of fun. We got to skip the line and go right through, which was so nice. In fact, Midway stayed open for us. Like, they had put their last group through, and they were waiting for us. Obviously, if you just tuned in, you don't know what happened. But Roy and Loren, fill everyone in on why we were running a little late.
So we got on the bus, went to Besante's, had dinner, and then on our way to the first haunted house, we started to smell smoke and realized that we had two flat tires.
Yeah.
So we had to evacuate the bus. Rage in Uptown was awesome. They went and got us a new bus, a luxury bus. And but we were sitting on the side of the road for a minute.
Yeah, and normally when you see people on the side of the road, there's a vehicle attached to those people.
Right. Or a protest. You know, there's a typically picketing with signs. No, it's just us drinking off 85.
Yeah, someone actually texted in from area code 704, said, ha, 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 I saw you guys, had no idea what was going on. We thought it was a protest.
Yeah, I believe it. But we want to welcome our buddy Jim from Basanta. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Oh, dude, I don't know. What a Saturday night, huh?
Oh, you know what? I don't know if I'm right yet. I'm still not 100% back to normal.
And the great thing about Jimmy, who owns and runs Basanta, a location uptown and another one in Matthews, that was our first stop where we got food. He took care of the food for our listeners. He was amazing. And we said to him at the end when we were taking a picture, like, yo, Jimmy, get on the bus with us. He goes, all right, hold on.
And then
I got asked about five times before, and I kept saying, no, I don't like haunted houses.
Yeah.
And everybody started chanting, come on, Jim. I'm like, okay, peer pressure, I gotta go.
We did.
Jimmy.
Which, by the way, that may work if you want a deal. Just start chanting the deal that you want at Basanta. 25% off, 25%. I'm kidding.
I'm good with peer pressure.
Yeah, man. Well, we thought Raging Uptown did a great job, obviously, of getting us off that one bus and then getting us on another. But how about us just sitting on the side of 85?
You know, that whatever, half hour, 45 minutes, or it went by so fast. And like you said, everybody got to meet everybody then. It was even, you know, we had little groups walking around. I got to meet everybody on the bus because I was a latecomer, and I got to catch up.
Yeah.
I had brought a couple adult beverages with me, too.
I just love that. You know, Jim here, he doesn't like haunted houses. He's on the bus with us, and he's, you know, just wanting to have the good time, and then the bus breaks down.
We were closer to Basanta's than we were the haunted house. Yeah. Like, we were only about 5 miles into the trip.
And let me tell you, we were sitting there exploring the side of the interstate. Like, Manny and I ran across a homeless community in the woods beside the interstate.
Yo, they had a full couch, fire pit, Cats. And a Lazy Boy chair.
Yeah.
We thought about staying.
I know.
The hell with the bus.
I was going to Uber, but I just couldn't get, you know, the bus came back so fast, I didn't even have to.
So you weren't a big fan of the haunted houses, but you did go through Reaper's Realm.
I did. And let me tell you, I had the opportunity. They said, okay, Jim, you go with this group or that group. And I looked at that group, and it was four girls. I said, I'm going to go with the four girls. Thank you very much.
Yeah, not because you were going to take care of them. You needed them to take care of you.
Oh, no, I had two in front, two in back, and that was the rule through every single house we went through. They were trying to, I'm like, get behind me. Nobody's coming up behind me.
Make a wall.
They were awesome.
All right. Well, thanks so much, man. Thanks for coming. Thanks for supplying the pizza and being awesome for our winners.
Oh, are you kidding me? Let me tell you something. If you ever have a chance to go to the with something, to do something with MRL or Beasley Media Group, you have to do it. It's just—I mean—it's really like a big family.
Awesome,
and
well.
You guys in the air, you're even funner in person. Oh. And you generally really like each other a lot. I mean, it's unbelievable.
This is crazy, isn't it? You got a text. I got a tweet from my buddy Matt who goes, "Oh my god, I know Jimmy from Basanta. The guy's the best. You're even getting fans now tweeting to us."
I don't know about all that.
Jimmy's got his own fan club.
He's a Bills fan. That's why with yeah. Jimmy. All right, yeah. Bud. Everybody,
you know, I was lucky. The Bills won. The Panthers won yesterday. So I mean, it was we get a little extra busy. Everybody's in a little better mood when they both win. And boy, they sure showed it yesterday.
Yeah,
good wins by both teams. Good for you, dude. Thanks again for coming. Sorry about the delay on Saturday night, but we had fun.
No way. It was all part of the experience. You know, I drive to work every day following Golden Pass that exit. Every time I drive by, I'm going to look over. And just
oh, that's awesome. All right, thanks, Jimmy.
You know,
there he is, Jimmy from Basanta Pizza.
Because we also took pizza on the bus, we should like put like a little Basanta like memorial over there where we once hung out and ate pizza.
So funny.
On the side of the interstate, put flowers.
How about you, Nicole? You sat in the front of the bus. We were in the back. How was the vibe up there? Everything okay?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. What did you think about when we had to pull over because of the flat tire?
Typical.
Yeah, typical.
Like, there's us. There's literally nothing else I would have expected.
And by the way, this poor driver, because now anything after we had to evacuate, every like little hit, like bump we hit, every time he slowed down, we were like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
bus messed up again. He's like, I'm going to a stop sign, guys. Calm down.
Yeah, no.
Raging Uptown, thank you guys so much. We've been on that party bus so many times. This is the first incident that we had. You know what? Stuff happens.
Yeah.
That's what we found out from everybody who was on the bus. Nobody was mad.
I think we ate too much pizza at Besante's, and we were waiting the bus
down. Bus was a little heavier.
It sounds about right. So check out all the pictures and everything that happened. It's up on our Insta at the MRL Show. A random survey. We're going to have a laugh with Roy. Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau coming up in just about 7 minutes.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
May I speak to Rebecca Camino, please?
Yes, this is Rebecca, but everybody calls me Becca.
Oh, okay, Becca. Hi, Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau. I'm here for a survey.
Okay.
Okay. Just, I got a couple questions for you. What do you do if you see an endangered animal eating an endangered plant?
I guess I would stop the animal from eating the plant.
Is there a time limit on fortune cookie predictions?
No. What is this survey?
It's the U.S. Census survey. If a bald person is a chef, do they have to wear a hairnet?
Wait a second. Jennifer, I'm going to put you on speakerphone. Jennifer, you have to hear this. Okay, go ahead. Hello?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I'm going to speak on speakerphone. Hello, you're off speakerphone. Can you hear me now?
Did you hear me? I was talking to you.
No, I couldn't.
Oh, try again.
Okay. All right, you're on speakerphone. Hello? Oh, gosh.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
We told you last week that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry were suing the British press. And now there's some more details coming out surrounding what they're publishing, including a letter that Meghan Markle sent to her estranged father. But also there's more than that in the case. Now we're learning that the British tabloids had also intercepted voicemails from Harry and his inner circle. And now I don't know how true this could be, but they're saying that potentially they could date back to when Harry was leaving voicemails for his late mother, Princess Diana. And that was years ago. Like, I don't know how you would still hang on to that on your, you know?
I don't know.
I have no idea how that's, you know, would still be possible. But Piers Morgan is even named in the lawsuit for trying to allegedly cover up some of these hacks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's going to get messy.
Miley Cyrus, she is dating Cody Simpson. Now, we haven't heard that name in a hot minute. And I'm just going to throw it out there. I think he's social climbing.
Really?
Yeah. No,
you think he paid for this?
No.
No, he's just dating her to get famous?
Yeah, like to be relevant again.
Okay. I mean, no one's arguing with you.
No.
But Miley's probably the one that is okay with it and realizes.
Of course she is. I don't know if she realizes it, but, you know, she's... I guess people are giving her a hard time on social media right now because she is... jumping from one relationship to the other, and she said that, you know, hey, if it was a guy doing this, they'd be called a legend or a heartthrob or a ladies man, and instead people are, you know, saying that I'm trashy.
So do you think she has to run it by her agent or her publicist?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that's secondary. I think Miley does what Miley wants, and then secondarily the publicist comes in and goes, okay, we're gonna clean this up.
So tell me the fellow's name again, Miley. Cody Simpson. Ah, yes, Cody Simpson. Let's see. Yeah, he comes up on the scale of 1 to 10. He's a 6. We typically won't let you date someone under an 8. You really into him? Yeah? All right,
then we're going to come up with this this whole thing that he has had a crush on you since before your romance started.
We'll do a full sit-down on People Magazine, get you on the cover.
Would really like for him to post a selfie on Instagram calling you baby to show how serious the relationship is, which, by the way, happened.
Yep, and who are you eyeing on the horizon? We already have to know for the next round. All right, well, good for them. As long as she's happy, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, and there was a Friends reunion of some sort. So Courtney Cox, she posted on her Instagram a photo of her and Jennifer Aniston and Matt LeBlanc in a rare one night. You know, they don't get together as often as they'd like to, but she did caption the photo, "A rare night, and I love you."
My cousin went to the Friends pop-up in New York City. They did, like, this pop-up thing.
Yeah, was it fun?
Yeah, she said it was awesome.
For the 25th anniversary?
A huge wait, though, to get in.
I bet.
She says you wait, like, 2 hours.
I bet. And Kylie Jenner was seen out once again at the same club as Tyga. This is after people saw them together and said that maybe she was leaving Travis Scott and going backwards to move forward, but she said that's not the case. Tyga did leave the club by himself with his friends, and Kylie left with Khloe Kardashian. My What Lauren Likes Today is celebrity related.
Oh, yeah? What you got for us today?
Don't you love Hilary Duff? Is it you?
I do.
Okay. Well, she just collaborated with Nude Sticks for a makeup collaboration.
Oh. Okay. No, keep going. I'm sorry. I'm five and I didn't know what that was.
Okay. So it's a whole collection of lip pencils and makeup, and it comes in a really cute daydreamer bag, and it is available for purchase now. So
is it
was
Lizzie
on a wait
McGuire
list
thing?
For a while. No, it's just Hilary Duff, not a Lizzie McGuire thing.
Hilary's awesome.
Yeah. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pieces in there for $75.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that is your dirty.
Thank you. So let's do this. Why don't we play the match game? I love when we play the match game. You have to match Nicole, Roy, and Loren. I'll host it. And then we'll ask you to fill in the blank. And if you match Roy, Loren, or Nicole in the match game, we're going to throw you tickets to the Renaissance Festival, everybody. That's right. The RenFest is back. We will hook you up with tickets to the RenFest. It's open now through November 24th.
Yep. So 704-570-9595. Call number 9. Call in. Let's play.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Of the Rim Morning Show. It is time to play the match game.
Hey.
Up for grabs, Carolina Renaissance Festival tickets. We got 2 adults, 2 kids. Carolina RenFest opened up Saturday and Sunday through November 24th.
Haley in Charlotte is our contestant. Good morning, Haley.
Good morning.
Have you played the match game before?
I have not.
It's real simple, Haley. What we're going to do is we're going to ask you 4 questions. We'll ask that you get 2 out of the 4 right. But to get the question right, you got to match with one of our celebrities. One of our celebrities is here right now. His name is Roy Brown.
Hello, everybody. I am somewhat smart.
And wearing her bright orange Halloween shirt, there is Loren.
Hey, I just had coffee, so you're in luck.
And Haley, your last celebrity. This is a big name here. She doesn't come in often. And when she does, it's a big deal, either a complaint or to have fun. It's producer Nicole.
We're having fun today.
Yeah. All right, Haley, we're going to ask you the question, and they're going to write down their answers before you give us your answer. And after they're done writing down their answers, you'll give us your answer, and we'll see if we can match with someone, okay?
Cool.
All right, celebrities, are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go. Match game question number 1. The Panthers are on a winning streak, 3 in a row. Coach Ron Rivera is so excited, he took the team on a trip to blank. Coach Ron Rivera is so excited for the Panthers' winning streak, he decided to take the team on a trip to blank. Roy looks like he's done writing. Loren is dreaming of going on that trip as well. Nicole, are you done? I think there's a definitive answer.
Oh. I think so.
Yeah. Let's see if someone got it. Are you got it? You done writing?
I guess.
All right, Haley and Charlotte, what do you say? The Panthers are on a great winning streak. Coach Ron Rivera has decided to take the team on a trip to blank.
Disney World.
Not a bad answer. Disney World. Roy, what say you?
I said Disney.
Hey! Yeah.
That's a match. Let's see how many you get. Loren, what'd you say?
I kept it local. I said Crowder Mountain.
Okay.
All right. Nicole?
I said the beach.
The beach.
The beach.
I was thinking the Riviera. Ron Rivera, the Riviera.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not playing. I'm just hosting. All right. Haley, you got one. You need to get one more to get the RenFest tickets, okay? Here we go. Roy's dog, Callie. Producer Nicole, you walked Callie. You know she could be a handful. Hooked in the lobby of the apartment complex and all hell broke loose.
That's about right.
Roy's dog, Callie, was so hungry, everyone. She ate all of Roy's blank.
There's a definitive answer for this.
Oh, really?
What could she eat of mine?
Haley's thinking. Roy, our celebrity number one. Lorenz, celebrity number two. Nicole's already done writing.
I'm done, too.
So we'll go to Nicole first. Hold on 1 second. Roy's still writing on the match game for Renaissance Fest tickets. All right, you done, Roy?
Yeah.
Haley, what answer do you give to the question, Roy's dog Callie was so hungry she ate all of Roy's blank?
Based off of the Instagram, I'm gonna go with couch.
Couch?
Mm.
Couch.
Yeah, she ate all of Roy's couches. Oh, yep. There you go. Producer Nicole with the couch as the answer. All right, that's a match there. Lorraine, what did you say?
I said pants.
Pants. Roy, what did you say?
I'm an idiot. I don't want to tell you.
Come on. What did you say?
What, brownies? She ate all my brownies.
I don't think that's good for dogs.
I don't know. I didn't know what to put down.
All right, you guys want to have fun? Haley, congratulations. You won the ticket. But let's have fun with one more.
All right.
Let's go to Lorenz's house. You ready for this, Haley? Lorenz's closet is so big.
How big is it?
She has it filled with clothes, shoes, but the best part is the blank. Lorenz's closet is so big, Haley. She's got it filled with, your typical clothes and your shoes, but the best part is blank.
Wait, do I have to play on this?
Yes.
Oh.
You know what it is.
Don't put brownies. That was Roy's answer for his last question. Okay. Roy's Googling something. What are you Googling?
Probably have a spell.
I was texting someone.
Oh, all right. Do you have your answer ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Lorraine, you're done?
Yeah.
Nicole?
Yep.
Okay, let's go to Lorraine first. I'm sorry. Haley, you give us your answer.
I'm going to go with holiday decorations.
All of her holiday decorations are in the closet. There's probably a separate closet for that, but let's see. What do you say, Lorraine?
I did not put holiday decorations.
What did you say? Lorraine's closet is so big, she's got to fill with the clothes, the shoes, but the best part is blank.
I said the coffee pods.
That's true. She has coffee pods in her closet. It's not a lie. Roy?
I wrote a cardboard cutout of herself.
I do not have that in there.
Okay.
It's not my closet.
Okay. It's in the master bedroom.
What do you say, Nicole?
I said jacuzzi.
Oh, yeah, that's the good answer. Yeah. I like that. All right, congratulations, Haley. You got yourself some tickets to the Renaissance Festival, okay?
Sweet, thank y'all.
All right, thanks for playing the match game, and thank you to all of our contestants for playing the match game today. We'll have more tickets for you tomorrow morning in the 6 o'clock hour with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. Our bus got a flat tire on the trip, but that's not all. Somebody had to whisper something in my ear. I'll tell you in 3 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Jenner's Brothers with Sucker. It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show.
We have a really cool thing planned for their concert. I don't think we can say anything yet, but we're planning on doing something really cool. You know, the Jonas Brothers have a tie-in here to the Belmont area. And so we pitched a couple ideas, and we're planning something really cool. What? I can't mention that? I didn't say anything was confirmed. I said we're planning on a couple cool things. Just keep your ear to us. That's all.
Well, I think to full disclosure, we're planning it, and everyone's telling us no. But we'll get there.
But Papa Joe says yes, so I don't know who to believe.
We'll get there. Hopeful.
All right. Nicole whispered in her ear, believe the people that pay your bills. Okay, nothing's happening. I take it back. It was a great idea. Anyway, I had a wonderful night on Saturday night with the rest of us. We did the Haunted House bus tour. If you missed what happened about an hour ago, we revealed we got a flat tire.
Yeah, we had to evacuate the bus because there's also a lot of smoke on the side of 85. So it's like 40 of us on the side of the interstate just drinking. Surprisingly, no CMPD came. I thought for sure the cops would come.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we got one text message from someone who said that they saw us Saturday night around 7 o'clock on the side of 85. They didn't know what was going on. They thought it was a protest because it looked like that. Like maybe we were protesting the construction or something.
Right? Minus the signs.
Yeah. So that's not the worst part for me. I'm actually at Basante before we even got on the bus, and somebody whispers something very disturbing to me, and it's becoming a trend, and we have to have a talk. Apparently, I can't leave my phone anywhere because people will hack into my phone and then hack into my Facebook page and then post something.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
So somebody whispered to me, check your Facebook page. I said, oh, God.
Who was the rat?
You know, I left my phone on the table and went to talk to a couple of people that listened to the show.
So you tell me
I went to get a beer.
You purposely thought about leaving your phone on the table, so you accidentally left it on the table.
No, I didn't. I just left it on the table. I was like, I'll be right back. I'm coming back.
But here's the thing. This has happened to Manny 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 times. Is it 3 or 4 now?
I mean, at least 4.
Okay. But after 2... You'd think you've learned to put a lock on your phone.
No, I'm not doing that. Okay, I don't want to do the password.
It's going to continuously happen. If you keep leaving your phone out with no lock on it, you're asking for a problem.
What was the last one that we posted?
The one just from Friday, Saturday?
No, the one before that when I was at Queen Park Social. What was it, Producer Nicole? Oh, yeah. The pros and cons of...
butt bleaching.
Butt bleaching, yeah. That was good. this Friday, though, here's what it is. 5:40 p.m., October 5th, someone, and I'm going to find out who in a second, posted on my Facebook, I ate some wings and it's going right through me. Will butt plugs stop this fire ass? That's what somebody posted. That's nice.
Are people replying to it?
Yeah, Brad, our engineer, said who got his phone this time. Now, this is who I think the guilty party is, because what? The guilty party then commented right after Brad, like a couple seconds later, which means this person either did it or knows who did it. No, buddy. You have the plugs serve a different purpose. Roy Brown. Second comment. Somebody told you. You know who it was.
They don't plug
Let
up.
Let the
like
cat out of the bag.
You want to know who? You don't have it. You don't know who?
Do you really not know who?
It wasn't Elena. The English is too good. She's not there yet with her. Your au pair. And that's not a knock on her. I'm just trying to figure it out because I put my phone, I sat next to her.
Yeah.
Who was it?
I think it was a collective effort.
I do too.
Who typed it in?
Okay, I typed it in.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I took the phone. He typed it in.
That's
We're accomplices.
Me too. Look at you too. Who came up with the what to post? Whose brilliant idea was that?
We were bouncing. Yeah, we were bouncing ideas. You know, I knew I wanted to incorporate a butt plug in.
But some of our listeners helped. Yeah.
Yeah, Loren, there she is. I heard you can get them across the street from the station, though. And then Nicole's there. The first. Three out of the first four comments are you three.
Having the time of our lives.
And then like somebody on the West Coast goes, oh man, some things never change with you. That's nice.
See, here's the thing.
It's plausible.
We do post that are things that you could honestly say. Like, it's not far from your personality.
Michelle from Waxaw, who's a big fan of the MRL show, said, seriously, who stole your phone again? And then our buddy Mike, who works in the record business, goes, I'd try the tux first. Ha ha ha.
You're welcome.
So funny.
Put
yeah,
a
thank
lock
you.
On it.
And by the way, don't leave it around. Phones are expensive. Do you really want someone to steal your $1,000 phone?
No, I was amongst friends.
No, you can't trust us. I'll steal your stuff in a heartbeat.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So... we know this guy, and it's his last day on the job, and it's not like he's getting canned or anything like that. It's just
a mutual parting,
and so he's trying to figure out, you know, not necessarily get back at the company, but the company has like a lot of freebies, and so he's trying to load up on some of the freebies. Like there's like a bunch of sodas in the company refrigerator, and so he brought in a cooler and he's going to be stacking up some Cokes and taking them on his last day out, and he's like snatching up some office supplies.
Oh my gosh.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
that's so funny to me. And like you know, here's the thing, the company has the cameras, the they can see what's going on, but are you gonna... And it's not like he can get in trouble. He's leaving. So you either charge him with a crime or you just let it go. It's like he wins.
Or do they dock his pay?
Yeah. Oh. Well,
but hey, it's there for free. Is there a limit on how much you can take?
I don't know.
I mean, do we have a rule here that says you can only take so many legal pads at one time?
I don't know. Yeah, you're right. There probably is.
There probably is. Probably signed something at some point.
Yeah. Hey, how did you go out on your last day? Like, what did you do at your job? Like, what... Okay, what'd you take?
704-570-9595. And what I love about this is that everyone, like his managers and all of his coworker friends, are going to be like, yeah, you remember him? He's the guy that stole all the Coca-Colas.
And he's in the broadcasting business. He doesn't work here. He doesn't even work in Charlotte, but it's someone who works in the broadcasting business who is like, it's my last, and said it on the radio. It's not like this is my last day, and here's what I brought in a cooler, and I'm taking everything. And so I thought it was a joke. I hit him up, and he's like, no, I for real am. I'm taking what's mine.
You want to be remembered that way, though? Is that what you, the lasting impression you want to leave?
I'm trying to think of, I never took anything. Although I do take paper from here to print at home, but who wants to go to Office Depot for paper? You know? It's a boring stop.
Yeah, we...
Plus, I don't want to spend two. I'll go to Office Depot to get paper and end up buying a laptop or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
More expensive. You know, when I worked 911, we had pagers so that if things were hitting the fan, they could call in more 911 operators to come work. And part of these pagers were operated on AA batteries, and so they would load up each 911 operator with tons of batteries. I for sure didn't return any of my batteries while I kept those bad boys right on. Those are expensive, man.
We got a text message from 704. We'll read this here in a second. It's not about what somebody did. It's what someone said to a coworker on their way out, which is kind of interesting. We'll have that for you. Plus, we want to hear your stories. How did you go out in a blaze of glory on your last day on the job?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show, and we know someone that's having their last... show. They don't work here in Charlotte, but their last show on the air, and he said that he was going to be loading up on some office freebies on his way out on his last day of work, and we thought that was so funny.
Because it's like, it's not like pens, pads, or even, you know, paper, or cartridge toner for your printer. He's going into the kitchen where they have like one of those see-through freezers or refrigerators where, you know, they just post up free drinks.
Yeah.
He's loading up his cooler with Coke, Sprites, and water. And been toting it out. And he's like, I don't
take
care.
I'll take $7 worth of Coca-Cola on my way out.
Hey, so we were asking people to call and text. We got people on hold and text messages coming through about the last thing you did on your last day of work. Someone said that they didn't take something, but they professed their love to a coworker they'd been worked with for been working with for 3 years. They're now married.
Really?
But he waited till the last day of his job. And he said that now they're happily married, and she's actually pregnant. So that's pretty cool.
That's probably smart. Mm-hmm.
This is Kim in Statesville. Hey, Kim.
Hi. I worked for an online sales company, and on my last day there, I was so mad that I gave everybody that called in huge discounts.
That's awesome.
That's hilarious, Kim. Are we talking like 25, 30, 40% off?
Oh, no, I was cutting people 50, 65, 75% off.
You're like, just tell me, what do you want? You want 99% off? Like-
All right, this is Anonymous in Charlotte.
Hi, I ripped my supervisor's pants. He had a small hole in them. I said, oh, let me see, I can fix it. And I stuck my hand there and pulled really hard.
Intentionally?
Yes.
Oh.
I didn't like him.
That's awesome. Thanks, Anonymous.
All right, this is Mary in Rock Hill. Mary.
Hi. So this actually wasn't me. This was a coworker I had worked with, and on her last day of work, she left him a giant stack of work that she didn't complete and left a note telling them what all they needed to do. Threw up a peace sign and walked out the door, and then they later ended up framing that note that she left.
That's awesome. Thank you. Text messages coming in, Loren. Here's one. 704 said, I accidentally, in quotes, dropped their laptop on the ground a few times before turning it in.
Ooh.
The screen was in one piece, but it sure didn't work.
Yeah. Did you see the 803?
What's that?
I was a septic tank technician, and on my last day, the truck was full of 2,500 gallons of poo water, and I opened the valve on the truck, and it went everywhere.
Oh!
Yeah.
No.
That's just not sticking it to the company. That's sticking it to everyone within a 10-mile radius.
The trauma doesn't end at 10. We're caught up in trauma. Listen to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Wrap-Up Podcast for lots of behind-the-scenes fun. After the show on Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.